Hello, and welcome to the Ruben Podcast, brought to you by N. So, as a creative person, one has to ask oneself, where do I fit? Where can I thrive? Where can I sparkle? Where can I shine? Oh gosh, poetry improv yet again, Ruben. But on a real tip, you really have to focus on one area or a group of areas and really excel, I think. But for me, I find new opportunities for my artistry every single day almost. And of course, I've been through a couple of tough times like anyone else has. But let's talk about that for a moment. But first, what is artistry? I truly feel like being an artist is almost a form of charity. Of course, you're not just asking for blank donations of money or time to support a particular cause, yet... Okay, scenario one. You see a cause which you would like to donate your time to, your efforts to, and as a result of you donating yourself to that cause, the person on the receiving end of your efforts will feel better, will love their community more, and has a shift upwards in terms of, well, we can go all the way from economy to standard of living to all those kind of things. But the same principle applies when it comes to artistry. I truly feel like I want to attach myself to projects which can help move people forwards, enhance people, re-gift people, all those wonderful and magical feelings you get from seeing an amazing film, an amazing play, hearing an amazing podcast. Thank you so much for subscribing and tuning in week after week. It really means a lot. More than everything. But back to charity. I've been involved in a lot of community theatre. And community theatre is an amazing, wonderful feeling to be a part of, whether you're on the receiving end watching the performance, or whether you're actually with people who grew up in these towns, in these cities, and putting on a play for yourselves. But to me, the best thing about community theatre is seeing all kinds of people come together, all different walks of life, all different backgrounds, all different occupations, and they're like, hey, let's put smiles on people's faces. Or, this is a problem going on in this particular town, this particular city, and let's bring light to it and bring people together. And honestly, I think that's what Britain is made on. Britain is made on community, Britain is made on family values and all those kind of things. I only sigh because, well, of course you tuned into previous episodes, so you know, sort of... You know, the train of thought, which is most common to me and not too much to anyone else. And trajectory is a real thing in the creative world. Of course, you can hone particular genres within set milestones, yet life itself keeps moving forward in all aspects. And lastly, to see the joy on the audience's faces on each individual member of the audience. And I see all of it. I see the sparkles in people's eyes. I see the wide smiles. I see the wild imaginations which can be activated by people seeing plays, by seeing actors and models and musicians All of it. I see it. It's just so magical. And to imagine every audience member thinking, oh, well, I didn't know that you could do that. I didn't know that this person could do this thing. And oh God, it's me. Of course, it is my podcast, but I'm not talking about myself here. I'm talking about, those people who you see in your town, in your local city, and your local places, and you think, wow, there's an artist inside of you. I was involved, well, I suppose still am, but life still keeps moving forwards. So then, of course, to the extent, well, Streetwise Opera is a charity which is made for homeless people, and we meet up once, twice a week, and we sing and we perform. Yeah. And going through that process, being part of that group, made me think, well, A, goodness, no matter where life takes me, no matter how often that we stop and stumble and fall and cry and all those kind of things, you can always find a glimmer of hope. There's always a silver lining. Like, for the amount of stuff which I have been through on a personal level, like, I have every reason to be bitter. I have every reason to be angry. Hell, I have every reason just to go post on, just be like, you know what? I'm done here. And I'm gonna take as many people out with me as possible. Hello. You write down what I've been through on paper, and we have that. It's clear, it's night and day. However, life keeps on telling me that no matter how badly you get knocked down, there's always something to keep you there. There's always something to look forward to. Yes, today is limited. We'll never get yesterday again, but there's always tomorrow. Especially at this early ass stage in life, which, in the grand scheme of things, I'm learning with this is supposedly quite early, on the grand scheme of things, so to speak, it is quite early days. And honestly, whenever some nonsense which comes out of nowhere, like, literally, like, hits you, just think, how can I put this into words? Say you skim a stone, and you skim it across the ocean. You can skim it 20 times, 50 times, maybe even 100 times, depending on what the world record wants to be at this particular moment in time. But imagine you're skimming a stone across a flat surface, skimming it across the road, skimming a stone across the pavement. The more times that stone hits the ground, bounces back up again, hits the ground, bounces back up, that stone wants to fly. Maybe the laws of gravity are at play here, but if you believe that every object has an energy, the stone wants to fly, but of course, gravity keeps on pulling it back down again. But the point is, the more times it hits that hard concrete tarmac floor, then a little bit maybe gets chipped away, only a little bit, but then it gets smoother and stronger each and every time. So, back to Streetwise Opera. Being in that place really made me more aware that, hey, push comes to shove, release your artistry. 'Cause you can take away all my legs. All my legs, all two of them, both my arms. Hell, you can even chop off my head. You can rip out my heart. You can do whatever you want to my body, but my artistry will still be there. My personality is still there. It's still there. It just needs to be brought out and explored. And Suicide Riot's opera really taught me that, because there are so many amazing, wonderful people there. Of course, there's a storyline that goes with being homelessness. With being homeless. With being pushed out of society. People who are thinking perhaps unconventional ways. People who are deathly creative. And certain levels of society don't reward that too well. So then either they fly above or they get pushed out and go around. And Suicide Opera is full of people of different backgrounds, different religions, different personalities, different looks, different sizes, different names, different everything. And we all come together and create amazing audio works of art. Goodness, I encourage everyone and anyone, if there's a Streetwise Opera near you, of course I went to the one in Nottingham. I believe there's one in London and Manchester, and maybe a few others elsewhere. But there has to be some sort of community organizations if you're in America or Romania or anywhere where you're listening to my voice right now. Go into your community. You'll meet so many wonderful, fabulous, amazing people. And hey, I'm as highfalutin. I want to go to the moon, Mars, Jupiter. I want to go up, above, and beyond. And that is for, of course, that's for my own, artistic needs. But honestly, you can't get there without having a community. And what better way to find one than through community theatre, you know? As young people, I almost wish that we were encouraged more to be in our community, our local communities, and to really enhance those things. You know, I mean, I just don't. Of course, there are some people who, you know, will go to school and then they'll, like, stay there and live and whatever else, but as artists, it's almost a shame that we are encouraged to go to these certain stratospheres. Because then we almost forget where we came from and forget that, oh wait, there was something here too. You know what I mean? Very interesting. Very interesting. And to me, there is no greater form of charity than to give your body, your mind, your spirit, your soul to really enhance other people's sense of belonging, a sense of unity. And we can all move people forward through the art that which we commit to. We all can. We all can move forward together. And that's what community theatre taught me. Goodness. And there are some real superstars in community theatre. Like, I'm not talking about me here. But there are people who are really well liked and really well known, and real artists and real people. It's great. It's great. Goodness. I have so many inspirational quotes from all kinds of places. But I'm going to say two right here. Number one is to enjoy the moment. Heck, I'm sure there's some science behind it, but moments only last for a second, a minute, an hour. This is a moment which we share right here. It's important to really give your mind's eye and your attention to every significant moment you have, because once it's gone, it's gone. It might just be a distant memory. There's so many wild, wild moments which you can never get back again. Well, you can. If you want to see the prettiest parts of whichever picture you paint in your brain. Or the ugliest parts. You know what? I guess that's why I'm so happy sometimes. Some moments are amazing and magical. And some moments are just farcical. And looking back, it's like, damn. Goodness me. Weren't for long of that. Gosh. Maybe life is just a play in itself. Goodness. Maybe it's just like the most farcical play of all time. And we don't even know it. Goodness. And I guess proverb number two is don't look back. Look forward. Of course, we just talked about memories and looking back at them fondly. Yet at the same time, it's done. As long as you give your all, as long as you give your everything, then you shouldn't truly have any regrets. Right? Yeah, so try not to look back. Even in theatre, if you flub a line or something was out of place. That's why I love improv, because in improv, you can catch each other. Like, if something didn't happen the way it was meant to happen, then, if anything, to me, that just adds to the magic of it. And throughout life, we donate all kinds of things. Our time, our emotions, our personalities. And for me, in a time where it seems like individualism is the way which the world is going, honestly and truly, community theatre might be the last chance for some people to have a true sense of belonging. You know, throughout my life, I've dipped and darted, and I'm a social butterfly. I give from one flower to another, to another, to another. And I rarely discriminate. Yet it's important to have a sense of belonging in these times. And community theatre has been a great way to know how that feels like. It really has. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Ruben Podcast. Brought to you by N. Bye. See you next time. Well, talk to you next time. You know what I mean?